It's Monday, July 15th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On June 26th, the Believer's Church was burned to ashes in an Indian village named Charla, reports International Christian Concern. The entire structure, made of thatch and wooden poles, was completely destroyed along with everything inside. Founded 18 years ago, the Christians built the church 13 years ago to accommodate 25 families to worship God together. In addition, Pastor Rao's landlord will not allow him to host services in his own home. A Christian couple whose 5 children, including a 3-month-old, were seized by a child welfare agency in Norway will be able to bring their case before the European Court of Human Rights, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. In November 2015, the children of Marius and Ruth Benario, Romanian Pentecostals who lived in Norway, were removed from their home over allegations they were spanked. Corporal punishment is illegal in the Scandinavian country. Proverbs 22, verse 15 declares, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him." Plus, according to their Alliance Defending Freedom attorney, Robert Clark, Norwegian officials were disturbed that the children were being, quote-unquote, indoctrinated by their parents with Christianity. Last Thursday, President Trump hosted the White House social media summit. The mainstream press was livid that he did not invite leaders from Facebook, Twitter, or Google. Instead, he invited conservative journalists and social media stars. He thanked them for their work.
With amazing creativity and determination, you're bypassing the corrupt establishment, and you're bypassing the very, very corrupt media. As the cameras start to go off, they go the red lights, look, boom. I can always tell. You people have a lot of courage. To each and every one of you, I say thank you very much on behalf of a nation. Thank you very much. It's very important what you're doing. You're getting, in many cases, the honest word out.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, who has been outspoken about the need to hold big tech accountable, said this.
You and I know the truth is that the social media giants would love to shut us down. They would love to shut us up. They would love to shut him up more than anything else, and we can't let them. And that's why we need to step up now. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they've gotten these special deals from government. If they want to keep their special deal, here's the bargain. They have to quit discriminating against conservatives. You agree with that? No more.
Tropical Storm Barry made landfall along the Louisiana coast midday Saturday and spread torrential rain along the lower Mississippi Valley, leading to major river flooding and flash flooding in parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, and Tennessee, along with storm surge flooding and strong winds, reports weather.com. A major power outage in New York Saturday night saw Manhattan ground to a halt, exactly 42 years after a major blackout in 1977, reports The Sun. Broadway shows were canceled, occupied elevators lurched to a halt, and subway trains were stuck in eerie pitch-black stations after electricity went down at around 7 p.m. local time. Social media users uploaded thousands of images of blacked-out traffic lights and an unusually dark Times Square. Power was restored by midnight. Last Tuesday, nearly a dozen religious leaders representing Christianity and Judaism gathered at a Texas abortion mill to, quote-unquote, bless it, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Sponsored by the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice and Texas Freedom Network, the gathering inside the Whole Woman's Health of Austin abortion mill included prayer, music, and even poetry. The leaders, both men and women, stood in a circle and held hands to pray. Amelia Fulbright, a campus minister in Austin, explained to the Huffington Post, quote, God is already present, end quote. They wanted to, quote, ask for prayers of safety, healing, and peace, to infuse the space with an energy that is life-giving for women, end quote. In light of the fact that 50% of the people who enter are killed, the irony of her misguided prayer for, quote-unquote, safety was lost on Fulbright. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14 warns, Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. And finally, on June 17th, the St. Louis Park, Minnesota City Council voted unanimously, 5-0, to stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance to America.
All in favor?
Aye.
City Councilman Tim Braun explained their reasoning.
In order to create a more welcoming environment to a diverse community, we're going to forego saying the Pledge of Allegiance before every meeting.
Later, Braun made a bizarre comment to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, saying, quote, "Given the current Washington politics that are going on now, there's a lot of people that are afraid of our government, and we worry about that," end quote. Not surprisingly, St. Louis Park is in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, represented by Democratic Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. In reaction, a week ago Monday night, 100 protesters, many waving American flags, showed up outside the most recent city council hearing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
A veteran spoke his mind on camera.
They're elected officials. They are here to represent us. We want the Pledge of Allegiance spoken at their meetings.
St. Louis Park City Councilwoman Rachel Harris explained why she voted to eliminate the Pledge of Allegiance.
I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. It speaks to separation of church and state. The pledge itself does say one nation under God. And so that was my position for the vote.
Tim Braun made a snide remark, which was met with boos.
People are upset because evidently here in Minnesota, we're playing around with their hallowed traditions. So, I'm
One concerned citizen expressed his dismay.
I don't know why it would be removed. It'd be like cutting our flagpoles on.
They're supposedly reconsidering their decision. You can call and email Braun and Harris through links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Radio talk show host Todd Starnes said, quote, "If the Pledge of Allegiance offends you, if the notion of one nation under God makes you feel uncomfortable, perhaps you might be better off living in another country," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, July 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.